you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Streaming services like Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, they're trying to figure out to what extent they want to rein in the sharing of passwords. For Netflix, this is a particular challenge as they've been quite cool with the sharing of passwords over the years. But now as they max out on their U.S. subscribers, the question is, are they going to look to password sharing and trying to enforce against the sharing of passwords as a way of raising their domestic products? But of course, that's fraud. It's much easier said than done. Joining us to talk about the challenge the streamers face is senior writer at Wired, Lily Hay Newman. Lily, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's talk first about Netflix before we move into the newer streaming services. I mean, this seems pretty tough for Netflix, given that even the company's CEO has been pretty chill about the sharing of passwords, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think it's just there's trade-offs. You know, allowing people to share passwords means more people use the service, feel positively about the service, see the content. But obviously, the downside is you're capturing fewer subscribers month to month. So, you know, it's understandable why they want to get on top of it, but they don't want to go too far and turn people off.
Love to hear from listeners. Maybe you're using a password that's like several generations, degrees of separation from you. I'd love to hear about that, and also whether your password is being used by people with whom you have maybe only a tangential relationship. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Now, Netflix has tiered plans which build in how many devices you can use, but that's for simultaneous usage. Right,
correct. So they have already started to try to strike this balance by saying, you know, you can pay for a plan where, a certain number of people can be watching at once, meaning, you know, a certain number of people are approved and prepaid to use the account at once. So they've, sort of tried to cut down there. And at least anecdotally, as a user, I think that has probably been somewhat successful. People feel like, well, I can just chip in a few extra bucks and not have these problems sometimes of getting, kicked off, things like that when someone else I share with is watching. But as you're saying, since it's only really looking at simultaneous use, people in different time zones, or if there's ways to work it out, there can still be a lot of people on an account.
And what are the ways Netflix is sort of gently trying to let people know that the password has been shared?
Right. So the new proposal in the last week or so, which Netflix says is going to only roll out to some users and just be a test, things like that, is the idea that if they, think there's maybe more people on an account or, something off going on, they'll throw up a screen that says, are you the authenticated user, who pays for this account? Can you authenticate yourself with a code that we're going to send to the real owner of the account? So, the idea there is if you're a criminal, let's say, like someone who's, lifted a password that they shouldn't have, or, to your point, if you're a, distant cousin's brother's ex-wife, you may not be in a position to produce that code, and therefore, you won't be able to validate yourself and eventually get kicked off the account. But it still leaves the door open for sharing, if it's your best friend, if it's, a sibling, anybody who's in your immediate orbit, you could still just, call or text them, ask for the code, and they can produce it for you, and then you're free to keep going. So again, trying to hit that balance, I think, between, usability, but, not overuse.
We're talking with Wired Magazine senior writer Lily Hay Newman. We're talking about password sharing for video streaming services. Netflix, now that it's, you know, reached near the top of its penetration into the U.S. market, has to look for new ways to make money aside from just raising its monthly rates. So it's trying rather gently, I would say, to rein in the sharing of passwords. They've also come up with these different tiers to allow for limited simultaneous usage on different devices. So I'd like to hear from you about your password sharing experience, 866-893-KPCC. Natalie, our producer, said, my friend's ex is on her Disney Plus, and I've encouraged her to cut him out, but it's somehow too awkward for her to make a move. Natalie, it's just sort of like a parting gift, right? It's just sort of a generous parting. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Arielle in Pasadena, good to have you with us.
Hi, this is Ariel. So when I was in college, we used to share passwords for different accounts, different streaming services. And once I grew up a little bit and got a full-time job and could afford to, you know, take on my own accounts and whatnot, I was already a loyal customer to Netflix because of the positive experience I had had with them and some of their streaming content when I was in college. So I purchased my own account, and now I'm still a loyal customer, and I'll be a part of Netflix for a while.
You're on the marketing poster for Netflix, Ariel, because that's exactly what they hope happens. I so appreciate you sharing that, Ariel in Pasadena. And Lily, that's the ideal of what they seek, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I have to say, Ariel is a lot more maybe proactive or mature than I am, for example, because I was on a, you know, Hulu Plus shared account with people from college for years and years and years and years. And there were, I wrote in a Wired story one time that there were, when I checked, over 90 devices registered to the account at one point. So recently, we all went our separate ways and disbanded, but it was an emotional journey. You know, I think not everyone, why fix what's not broken, you know? So it's not everyone takes that step that Ariel took.
Kim writes on our AirTalk Facebook page, streaming's always a double-edged sword. As an artist, I think it's important for creators of content to have a revenue stream and get paid for their work. Books, movies, music, accessing digital content via the internet has changed the whole landscape. Artists can now reach a broader audience, but royalties dwindle. As consumers, on the other hand, we want access. In the past, I have shared passwords to Wi-Fi and Netflix, but it's totally legit for Netflix and other services to curb sharing if they can figure out ways to do it. Let's see. Amber in Diamond Bar, real briefly, your story of password sharing.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me on. So my best friend moved to Maryland, and one of our other friends moved with her because they couldn't afford to live in California anymore. She decided to get married out there, and he has one of those accounts where it has let you have five people for now.
Yeah.
And he was saving that account space for his future girlfriend, and it's been 10 years and he's never started dating anybody, but he gave it to me one time when I visited them, and I feel guilty now because I'm not paying him for it. And I've told myself, like, whenever he starts dating somebody, I'll give up that.
Amber, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Even with that as a lure, does not have a girlfriend with a Netflix account. Thank you so much for that. Deborah in Long Beach says, my three daughters and I each pay for a separate service. I have Amazon, one has Netflix, one has Hulu, the third daughter has Disney Plus. We feel like there's no point in all of us paying for all of the services. You can share your comments on this on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Lily Hay Newman, senior writer at Wired, joining us. Lily, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. We so appreciate it. It's Air Talk on KPCC.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.